Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We have a tragedy to bring to you at the beginning of our program today, and our hearts just go out to the people of Israel and also to the family of the murder victim. You got to see what happened in Israel. A rabbi, a 29-year-old rabbi who was standing waiting for a bus, was stabbed to death. And this is, let me tell you, this is parental guidance suggested on this particular program.
Yeah.
But we got to be able to know what's actually taking place in Israel. John, can you tell us?
Yes. Well, listen, they're reporting that the 29-year-old rabbi and father of four who was stabbed to death in a violent terror attack Monday afternoon was laid to rest Tuesday morning. The attack, which occurred at a bus stop just outside the Israeli city of Ariel in Samaria, was the second murder of a rabbi in a month. The surveillance footage shows that Rabbi Itamar Ben-Gal, a resident of the community of Har Baraka, was waiting at the bus stop. The terrorist exits a passenger van and crosses two lanes of traffic and attacks him from behind.
Of course, this is his family right here, you know, the tragedy at his funeral. But listen, this is parental guidance because I want you to see what's taking place in Israel. This is why Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu stands up and says, listen, we got to stand up for our sovereignty. When people are declaring, like Iran, saying to death to Israel, death to America, and they're saying that to this small nation called Israel, and now they're sending people out, Hamas, and they're training these Palestinian, radical Palestinians, not all of them is that way, but just some of them go out, and they train them at a young age to take a knife, literally, and stab Jews.
Well, we've shown these videos. Children.
Yes.
Children.
Well, and then the thing about the Forrester Act, I believe it was the Forrester Act, where the American that was there in Israel studying, and he was in a car driving, stopped traffic, and somebody runs down the street and begins to stab the drivers and killed him. That's why they say we're not going to pay to slay anymore. We're not going to use any more of the American money. It's the Forrester Act.
That's President Trump who said at the World Economic Summit at Davos, Switzerland, with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, he said that $255 million is on the table, and it will not go to these guys if they're going to continue to murder and do these terrorist attacks.
Yeah, and it's called the Taylor-Forrest Act. Call your congressman, call your senator, and say, vote for this.
Yeah.
Because you should not pay money to kill anybody. And that's what they're doing with this particular money, a large percentage of it. And we're seeing this take place. So I want, this is parental guidance. But this is a surveillance footage of watching a 29-year-old rabbi that's just standing waiting for a bus. Watch in the upper left-hand corner. You'll see the terrorists get out of the vehicle, the van. Looks like a cheroot if you're from Israel. And comes all the way across traffic intentionally to walk up and kill this 29-year-old Jewish man, this rabbi. Let's go there now. You see him get out of the van, upper left-hand corner. Bottom right-hand corner is the rabbi, the 29-year-old rabbi. See him, he's walking. He's walking up, he's checking for his knife and whatever he's going to do. He's looking, came out intentionally, kill this man, this Jewish man that's waiting for a bus. He crosses over traffic right here. Look, he's just innocently waiting for a bus over here, the rabbi is. 29-year-old wife, of four, has four kids. He charges him. He charges him intentionally right into his heart. This is tragic what's going on. He's fighting for his life. He runs across the traffic right here. The man still intentionally drops his bag and goes after him to totally kill him. Listen, this is a tragedy taking place. This is what's happening on an often basis in Israel, and that's why the president, that's why the Taylor Forrest Act's going on. Taylor Forrest died just like that from a man running, a Palestinian man running, because he'd been trained at a young age. Literally, the kids will go around and held knives going, stab, 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 because they're being taught that, you know, by their elders. And you're looking, this is his funeral that's taking place right here.
There's more in this report. An off-duty IDF officer who witnessed the attack pursued him in his car, managing to bump him, but not enough to stop his escape in a waiting vehicle with an unidentified driver. Police quickly identified the killer from the contents of his backpack as Abed Al-Karim Aldel Asi, a 19-year-old an Israeli Arab resident of Haifa. According to Israeli media, Asi's father was from the Palestinian Authority-controlled city of Nablus, and his mother's from Haifa.
This is such a tragedy. You know, you're looking at his funeral here. Also, you're seeing his wife and his four children. He's 29 years young, and he was murdered, stabbed right in his heart. Listen, we have to stand up. And when you see the president standing up for Israel, we got to be in agreement and stand up with Israel. When you see people saying, you know, this stuff about divest, boycott.
BDS, boycott, BDS, divest, sanction.
You know, it's called the BDS movement. That's what promotes stuff like this.
Where's the condemnation?
Yes.
You know, where's the public outcry where you have, you know, all these talks, especially the United Nations, about a two-state solution, and yet there's no one saying, listen, you're never going to get a two-state solution by you stabbing Jews who've done absolutely nothing to you, who've allowed you to live in their country without being, you know, persecuted or any kind of, you know, evil intent towards them.
So we don't turn to the United Nations to solve Israel's problem because there is a bias in the United Nations. As a matter of fact, we call it the unstoppable voting bloc. You're going to find out. This is actually what's really going on, what you just saw. But this is what they're saying in the United Nations. Check it out.
No matter how you feel about the United Nations, it's the one place on planet Earth where nations get together and attempt to speak with one voice. That's why their resolutions can make a big difference. So when people all around the world see that approximately 40% of the UN Human Rights Council resolutions were against just one country, most of us would assume that country must be a really bad place. Perhaps ruled by, oh, say, a genocidal dictator who kills his own people, or maybe a tyrant continually threatening to annihilate another country. But actually, the country that has been condemned more times than every repressive country on Earth combined is a democracy. The only viable democracy in the Middle East, Israel. And with these repeated resolutions against Israel, it's easy to see why so many in the international community perceive Israel as a major cause of world problems. But are all these resolutions really justified? Because whether or not you agree with how Israel is handling its many challenges, when you do a basic comparison, like the number of deaths Israel is responsible for with the number of condemnations they've received, and then make that same comparison with other countries, it paints a surprising picture of a possible double standard. What could explain the enormous imbalance? Quick history lesson. In 1975, Cuba needed to gather support in order to take down the biggest democratic superpower dominating the global schoolyard, the United States. Seeing how the UN was mostly controlled by the democratic superpowers, Cuba, along with other communist nations, finally found a way to even the playing field, because it just so happened that, at the same time, a number of Muslim countries were looking for new, creative ways to gang up on Israel. So the communists realized that by joining the Muslims' anti-Israel coalition, they could create an unstoppable voting bloc inside the UN. Because with every resolution they passed against Israel, they simultaneously discredited Israel's ally, the United States. So in 1975, the newfound communist Muslim voting bloc spearheaded the passing of a UN resolution that officially stated, Zionism is a form of racism. Yes, Zionism. The movement trying to find ways to protect Jews from racism was redefined as racism, which is kind of like saying the civil rights movement is racism and Martin Luther King is a racist. This is why resolution after resolution after resolution against Israel from 1975 until this day easily passes through the UN.
So you're looking at, you're seeing firsthand what took place to this 29-year-old rabbi with his wife and his four children. It's actually them coming against him, coming against the Jews, coming against the Jewish people. Here you have somebody who's actually a citizen in Israel, but yet, you know, Islamic radical, Islamic terrorist in the own community who they're giving freedom to and the most freest nation in that area.
This is what happens when you allow people to live in your country who don't want to assimilate and be part of the culture. They want to, you know, live there, enjoy the benefits of that country, but they don't want to be peaceful with the people that actually are from the country.
Yeah, you got to really love the people and love their values and want to be a part of the community. Yeah. If you don't love them and you don't want to be a part of them and you don't love their values, you got to find a different country.
Absolutely.
That's very important. But listen, we want to hear, this is what we want, you know, we love hearing from you in our community, you know, posting below, writing us and calling us. But do this. A lot of our friends in Israel and Jews all around the world, Jewish friends around the world, part of our tribe, they're going to see this. And I want you to take a moment and give them a shout out. Let them know you're standing with them. Let them know you're praying for Israel. Let them know that your heart's moved with compassion over this, that they're not alone, that you do see this, and that you are praying to a just God, and you do see this thing that's happening against them that's wrong. And I just challenge you, that's what we're going to do. Just begin to make those kind of posts, call us up, write us, and just say what you want to say positive. You know, standing for Israel, standing for this family that had such a tragic loss.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.